This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The Astros have been a model of success for about a decade now, going on about a decade now in Major League Baseball. They have been excellent. Two World Series, a bunch of appearances, ALCS. It has been an amazing run for the Astros. But it appears that there is one thing that just as an organization, they are just bad at, whether that's reality or whether that's just them creating a perception problem. But right now, it feels like when it comes to the medicals, not just in terms of their transparency and letting you know about what's going on with team injuries, but based off of the news that we got over the weekend about Yordan Alvarez, after watching him take BP on Friday and then finding out on Saturday that the guy's got a broken hand that's already 60% healed, Seth, to me, it just feels like the only real takeaway about the Astros when it comes to the medicals is just they are, for whatever reason, not good at this. Not good at communicating, but perhaps not even good at identifying the core or root issue behind an injury when you find out that Yordan, after dealing with hand inflammation, apparently had a fracture or a break somewhere that they failed to identify until after they put him out there for BP. It is baffling to me, Seth.
He was right on the brink of potentially playing. And a lot of people, I was anticipating him playing this weekend or very, very soon. A lot of people were excited about, we're going to see Yordan this weekend. There are probably people that bought their tickets to go out to that game because they thought we were going to see Yordan Alvarez. And the team, who's always just does not give you much information about all these injuries whatsoever, I guess to their credit, they didn't know that the hand was broken because they were hoping that he was going to play. They didn't withhold that from us, but it turns out, yeah, that his hand is broken. And it's 2 years in a row now with Kyle Tucker and now Yordan Alvarez, where you worry and wonder just exactly when you lump this in with the pitchers and the sheer number of Tommy Johns that they've had, but then also the setbacks they have during the recovery. It's frustrating. It's really, really frustrating. You've got on paper all of these these pitchers, these hitters, whomever else it might be, that you just, and then you get no information whatsoever, no updates from the team itself. It's really, really frustrating.
Yeah, and then this is kind of unrelated, but if you're a Houstonian and an Astros fan, it's, at least for me, hard to separate. Like, this is one of the great places for medicine, like one of the great medical places in all of the world. Now, I understand that those folks don't work for the Astros and the Astros don't necessarily work with those folks per se, but how is it that the baseball team based in Houston, where medicine is at a premium, where medical knowledge and ingenuity is at a premium, and somehow you can't even identify a fracture? You can't even identify a broken bone in a dude's hand that makes $20+ million a year. Like, that part of it is just that is insane to me.
You've got a world-class medical center. You've got at least one hand specialist who was honored at the game on Saturday. Was that Saturday or Sunday?
That was
whatever
Sunday.
It was the next day.
So, no, think about it. No, hold on. Let's do this timeline again, Seth. Friday, a dude with a broken hand goes out there and takes BP.
Yeah.
Saturday, it's revealed that dude has a broken hand.
Yeah.
Sunday, they honor a hand surgeon / specialist who maybe perhaps should have been operating on dude's hand perhaps maybe a month ago. Who knows?
You're in Houston. You could walk a pleasant, totally safe walk from Minute Maid Park to the medical center down Main Street. It's right there. This is X-ray machines abound. MRIs abound. Yordan said that it felt different this time. This is what's bothering me or annoying me, I guess, is that the timeline is still a little bit sketchy, but Yordan himself said that he's played through pain with his hand before, but that this time it felt different. And I wasn't really clear on whether he meant it felt different after that batting practice or over the course of this entire hand surgery or hand issue. But that yes, it's true that X-rays can't always show broken bones because it needs to calcify and there's swelling and all of that. I don't know if an MRI would have been better, but whatever the hell they're doing with their imaging, it's not working, man, because you don't see these types of situations very often. It's the last thing you expect to hear with a complication, and it's happened 2 years in a row, is, oh, it turns out the bone was actually broken. You expect to hear, oh, there was a setback in this guy's UCL recovery, or, oh, it turns out he's not recovering as well, or whatever. This is like the simplest thing. They used to have X-ray machines in shoe stores back in the day. You could have walked into an old shoe store and had this diagnosed. The lack of information is frustrating, but more than anything, it's, yeah, this feeling that, all right, 2 years in a row, we've had all kinds of injury issues. The pitching staff has just been getting slammed. And I'm always very hesitant to criticize the medical staff because it is an inexact science in a lot of ways. But my God, it's just blow after blow after blow of all this weird stuff.
Yeah, the complicated part, aside from it being medicine and we're not medical professionals, that part is a given. But the complicated part for me is that if you isolate the Kyle Tucker thing, you could make an excuse for it. If you even isolate this Yordan Alvarez thing, you could say, all right, well, they just didn't see it. They just didn't catch it. Honest mistake, or maybe not even an honest mistake. It's just the, like you mentioned, the inexact science of it all. They didn't catch it. But the issue is we follow the whole thing and we're not isolating it, right? We can't isolate it. We got to take it all in its totality. And you do have the Kyle Tucker example. You do now have this Yordan Alvarez example.
Well, that is why I think a lot of us got nervous about CJ Stroud is because we, A, have the Astros example. B, we have the Christian Harris example, where sometimes these things that are supposed to be just minor or something that they've dealt with before, no big deal, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get blindsided with it. Yeah, that's the frustrating part that ruins your Friday evening sometimes.
Yeah, but also meshed in it, and you mentioned this, Seth, meshed in between all of it is also the pitching staff. So it's like it's hard to not view this as some type of systemic failure when you've got these two examples with Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez, but then also with your pitching staff, not only is everyone dropping like flies with Tommy John, but even there, you got guys that get constant set. There's always somebody with a setback that's rehabbing from an injury for the Astros, whether it was Lance McCullers taking 2 or 3 years to get back, or right now with Luis Garcia, and who knows what's going on with Christian Javier. It's just like every time you look around, there's somebody injured and they're struggling to get back, or at the onset, you got the team struggling to identify exactly what is wrong with the player.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chandler Rome had another little bit of world-class snark when he said, 3 years ago, former general manager James Click called into question the team's return to play procedure after admitting Jake Myers was rushed back from a shoulder injury. Mm. Click promised a review, but got fired before it could be conducted.
Yes.
Hey. After winning his World Series, by the way.
Hey, yeah. snarky as it may be, them is the facts. Like, yeah. that actually happened, and look, James Click and Jim Crane didn't get along perfectly for whatever reasons, but...
It felt like there were some good things that he wanted to do, like maybe not sign Jose Abreu or something like that, that Jim Crane just flat out didn't want to hear. A lot of these billionaires will tell you, like, no, I don't want a bunch of yes men. I want people that are going to challenge me. And I don't know. I feel like James Click might have challenged a little too much.
Yeah. I mean, and that might actually be what did him in. This text made me laugh, Seth. From the 713, why so much complaining? Y'all don't deserve the Astros or their medical staff. Hey, well done, Texter. Nicely done, somebody that was listening to the show earlier. But yeah, man, this is, I think they've got both a perception and reality problem. I think, you know, Chandler Rome did a good job of calling it a perception problem that they've created. But their reality ain't so good either, right?
I like the way you put that. Yeah, because that pretty much encapsulates everything, right?
Yeah,
you can't brush it off by saying like, well, no, that's just perception.
Yeah,
it's perception and reality. It's the reality, and then the way the Astros either inform you or choose not to inform you about all of it, it makes it extra frustrating.
Yeah, I just know that the next time, and I'm knocking on wood here because, I mean, I obviously don't want anybody to get injured, but it's like this is just how it works. The next time somebody gets injured, like Chaz McCormick, for example, and I know Chaz has kind of fallen out of favor, but he goes to the injured list and it's like, oh, okay, well, are we going to find out everything? Is it worse than we think? You know, when a guy's coming back, is he really ready? Like, every injury now from this point on is going to have some kind of valid question attached to it in terms of how the Astros are identifying it and managing it going forward. Like it is a perception and reality problem 100% with the Astros right now. He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. This is Payne and Pendergast. And since we on the subject of injuries, we might as well bring this one back too. Are you concerned? Is it a big deal or no deal that C.J. Stroud's shoulder is keeping him from fully participating in OTAs? We'll talk about that next on Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.